and clicking on opening the anonymouses. Any of
Bob.
These, Bert?
It's Bert.
Oh, let's see. What, go ahead, Bert.
Yeah, I am.
Hey there, you.
Yeah, I want to follow up on a question I asked you last week regarding.
No, first of all, you got it. Did you do your homework first? First things first.
Yes, I did.
And the answer is, what was it before? 16... Now, what was it before?
What was it before?
The measurement before.
Okay, I have a 16-inch difference between my shoulders and my waist.
Good. Your shoulders are 16 inches more than the circumference of your waist. Is that true?
That's correct, yes.
Excellent. And you're doing it at your waist where you would wear your belt, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Because your hips would be a little bit different than that, but we didn't really ask you to do that, so that's okay that you did it correctly. Good. Okay. What is your chest measurement now?
My chest measurement now is exact. Well, when I told you before, it was 45 point.
It had increased an inch.
It's exactly an inch now. It's exactly an inch now because I measured it the same time I did my shoulders.
And that's within a week.
On the 18th of September, it was 0.79, about 3/4 of an inch. I went from 44.5 to 45.3, but I measured it on the 25th of October, and it's actually 45.5, so it's exactly an inch in a month.
And you are slacked off. You're being a slacker. You're not even working out like you're supposed to anymore, right?
Right.
Good. Okay, that's what we want to know. Okay, now you did your homework. Congratulations. Now you get some answers to some questions. So go ahead.
Last week you told me about the 360 joints in the body, but it's actually more based on the movement. But then you mentioned the degrees of freedom. And my question is, are those degrees of freedom of the joints related to the 14 degrees of freedom in the cell? Are they related?
Most certainly. Absolutely.
Is that the connection with the different types of joints, the movements? Like the socket joint?
Well, yeah, those degree, those are those. Those are those points. Yes. I mean, you know,
we'll do
the math on that.
But because what it is, I did the math. I mean, there's like 14 degrees of freedom, 14 degrees in each of the 14 in the rings. But when I looked at the joints, there's actually more degrees of freedom when you look at the movement.
Well,
or do I count the
movement? That's what we said, that there was more. So, yes, you agree.
Okay. This is an old question, but it relates to something. The chi ossification formula that you gave me back in July, is that developing in the water in the muscle?
There is no water in the muscle. That's what's changing. There's not going to be any more water in the muscle. That's what's going away. No water. No base, only treble.
So that's new because we've been talking about water in the muscle. So now that's changed?
Well, I know,
there's
we're changing water. So how can water in the muscle be effective if we're changing water? There's not going to be water anymore, as you know, water. So, yes, it won't be about water. But see, the lipids aren't going to process water the same way. The only reason you have to have water now is because you have to have some way to reach the oxygen with the hydrogen. Once that changes, you don't have to worry about that anymore. You don't have to have a muscle memory. That's when you needed a muscle memory. You needed a muscle memory because it was fleeting. If you don't use water, it's no longer fleeting. So, in essence, you win.
Well, then that kind of explains my next round of questions because I want to talk about carbon.
Imagine that. Okay, cool. I see why we had to do your homework first, because you'd be lost and undone in a dark and dying, withering world.
I want to take a swipe at what you told me last week, and I was looking at some notes, because you told about that the bonds aren't consistently holding.
Now,
is there a variable
that's why you die. The bonds don't hold, so you have to separate yourself from your meat sack. That's why you, what you call expire or die from the little man, your little, your small, little, contrite perspective.
So what you were telling me last week was just basically the perspective of why people have to die, the bond. So what you just told me now, that there's no water in the muscle, is that a sign that the bonds are becoming more consistent in holding, or they are holding
well,
now?
No, they're not.
Okay, now let's, okay, I got to go back up then.
You got to try that again, because you're very close. Just stay with
okay.
what you got, but you're very close.
So is there a shift in the bonds taking place right now?
Yes, of course, of course, of course. It's time of pitchforks and torches. We'll prove it. Let's prove it. Do you have a hand?
Yes, I do.
Can we give you a hand?
I do. Yes, you can give me
so
a hand.
Have
and
plenty.
I have a hand.
All right, you have yes. you have plenty. Okay. Lay your hand on something flat where you can see the back of your hand. Look at it. Spread your fingers out so you can actually see all the top side of your hand.
Gotcha.
Describe it. Look.
Okay, my hand is flat on the table, and my fingers are spread out, and I can see the back of my hand.
Describe your hand. Really look at it, maybe for the very first time, because you think you know what your hand looks like, but apparently you don't.
Okay, I have four fingers
look
and a thumb.
It. Opposing thumbs, apparently.
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
The fingernails are showing a sign of blood because I'm pressing, so that's I see coloration in my fingernails.
Good, so you're alive. Describe your hand.
My left hand has veins. The veins are popping out, but the right hand,
mm-hmm.
there are no veins showing.
No. That's right. Very good. Excellent. So now you're noting the differences. Looking at your hand maybe for the very first time. Continue.
The right fingers are larger than the left fingers.
Correct.
They appear to be swollen.
Yeah,
more
blood flow. And the veins are sticking out more.
Actually, no. The veins are sticking out more on the left hand, but there are no veins on the right hand, but the right hand is larger, and the right hand fingers are larger than the left hand.
So the difference then would be?
At this moment, and I look at my right hand is larger than my left hand.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, we can't answer it now. Now you noticed it for the very first time. Now you got to actually look at it. So give it a minute, and then you'll start noticing the difference. Then you'll start seeing the differences between you and you. It'll be good. You'll see.
So you're saying that the hands show the difference between you and you?
We didn't
say that.
Katy Perry said it. We did not say that. It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes, it's a no, no, maybe. Remember, Dark Horse?
Yes. But you told me to look on the back of my hands, not the palm of my hands.
Well, can't you see through it?
At this point, no.
Well, there's the rub. There's trouble. Trouble alert. Trouble alert. Call Wikipedia. Call WikiLeaks. Call Wiki. Call the Russians. You can't see through his hand. After a little while, you can see through your hand. Stare a little bit. You'll see. Oh, don't you remember when you were too young, but Bob remembers. Bob's going to have to help for one second. Do you remember, and you could get it in the comic books, you could order your X-ray glasses.
I remember those.
Well, just get your X-ray glasses and use them. You can see through your hand. You can see the palm of your hand from the top back side.
Okay.
Why do you think those were invented? But for you. Okay, that's that point. Now move on to your other points so we can help, but that's the main one today.
Thank you for that.
Now, we're fixing to work on your butt. Your butt needs some help. Or your lack of butt needs some help.
My lack of butt needs help. Now, that's okay.
We need more glutes. You're starting to compress your sciatica nerve. It's going to be an issue if we don't address it. So we're going to address it.
Yeah, you got my attention on that because I did have some sciatica problems. So does Zion have a particular, besides lunges? I mean, I do that special squat that I do that actually drives the heels up into the glute. That's not good enough?
Well, is it working?
Yes, according to you, I guess not.
Well, your butt's bigger than it was.
Yes, that's what...
That was the... you nuts. Listen to what you're saying. No, it's not at all.
No.
You're just barely holding on.
Okay. Do you have an exercise for me to do to increase my butt size?
You got to work that out. Just don't kill yourself and don't make anything else bigger because you're going to get out of whack because you didn't want to get out of whack. And you're almost out of whack now, remember? And you're doing nothing.
So,
you see what's happening? Remember, you didn't want to have to buy new clothes and go through all that stuff, and now you're having to anyway, and that's okay. Now you've changed your mind. And remember, we've been through this and through this and through this. You recall, don't you?
Yes, I do recall, Ion.
Okay,
so
good.
Are you saying...
No worries. Noting.
Should I focus on nothing but my glutes and do my normal lazy exercise routine that I've been doing?
No, you can do whatever you want to do. It's fine. Just change. The restructure is doing it for you. But we're not trying to say that because that's what everybody's trying to have. It's some ridiculous non-workout where they don't have to do anything and they can become these Adonis-y looking people. It's what the effect's going to be, but that's not what we're trying to point out. We're just trying to help you specifically be all right.
Okay, so I will continue to march, but not kill myself. But I will.
Well,
is it working?
Is it working for you? Is it working for you so far?
This past week,
Tell us about that. Tell us specifically about that.
Actually, when I do pull-ups and when I do the lawnmowers and I do the skull crutches, I'm actually doing a lot more stretching of my scapula, which then works the whole back.
Yes. Yeah, but now be careful or you're going to get prison back if you keep going, so just be careful.
No. Okay, Ion, I'm using the lowering the chi exercise as a way to stretch my lats out.
We know, but if you keep, but what you have inside you now is different. It kicks up and it does. You can do a little of nothing and all of a sudden it blows stuff up. Do you not notice that? That's why you're bragging about it, are you not?
Okay, let's go back then. So you're saying I should cut back on that? Cut back on the chi?
No, you're doing fine. Just everything you're doing, which you think is little of nothing, is huge, as Donald Trump would say. Huge. It's huge. And you don't even know what it means. And then you do a little something, and you think, I don't want that, or I don't want that, I'm okay, I'm blah, 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 blah. The next thing you know, you get a little taste of it, and all of a sudden it's like crack fucking cocaine. You're on it like a bad habit. And then it's like, whoa, now,
Johnny Unitas,
come home, and there you go.
Actually, I started back doing push-ups, Ian. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm, sure. But see? See?
No,
we told you.
Push-ups is scary, though. That's the scary part, though. Because the scary parts start feeling like the Michelin Man because it's like, you know, and it stays. Okay, but I got it, Ion. I got you.
Tell us. No, but, we're good with that. Tell us.
You mentioned that there's something else in my body. Is that the CO2 that's doing this effect right now?
A version of it.
Now that,
we can't
now
tell
that
you
we're...
everything right now because it's not developed yet. We can't give you all of that because, see, it'll be a talking point for Dr. Dean, so don't worry about it, but it's coming.
Now that we're talking about this, now I'm, like, reflecting on the experience and you're asking me to explain.
that ever since you told me to get some bubbly in me, that that's where I started noticing the change. That, I mean, like last week, I did two sets of pull-ups last week, and my last Monday, and my lats were pumped the whole week. So all I did was stretch.
That's right. 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 And you didn't even really work. You just, like you say, stretched.
Right.
That's the point.
Just stretch.
Isn't it? Isn't that the point?
That is the big point.
What if you actually worked a little bit? What would happen?
Well, then that's where the clothes and everything would just blow up, because I can feel that. That's a really charged feeling.
Nothing wrong with that, because you're going there, whether you know it or not, or like it or not, and all that kind of stuff. And you kind of get that already. You kind of eased up with the whole thing. You get it, and that's fine. It's no problem. But we're not trying to change. Well, yes, we are. We're going to change you. You're going to be different, so that's okay. We have to protect Bob's interest at this point. He's pretty deep in you right now, so... We'll save you from the LaRouche Quadrant. Don't worry. You'll be okay.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, yeah, what is it Bob called it? Parrot head. It's the old parrot head, Bob. Remember parrot head?
I certainly do. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, reminding Bob of parrot head. Yep, there you go.
Hey, Bert, okay, what's been the topic the last 5 or so minutes?
How could you say somebody? CO2, how you, Bob owns Bert, and how we're taking his body and making it into some different thing, and how this is all going to be put as the poster child for what you can be. If you can't be Bob, you can be just as close as you can be to Bob, and it'll be Bert.
I'm going to say to Bob.
But Bert, what has been the topic? What are we talking
about? CO2
body?
In the body. CO2 in the muscles.
Increase CO2 in the strata of the body.
Ah, okay. That's new.
That's what we told you to do, and you did it. Why was that new?
Well, it's new for me. New for me for you to say those words.
Well, how did you know? How did you know to do it? We told you to. So it's not new.
You said
what
the strata. Okay, but you said strata.
But it is the strata. Well, you're trying to say that you're making something, something, something. That don't even make sense. So we're just trying to say that something, something, something is increasing of your condition and your meat sack body, which allows you to be able to contain more CO2. Because you'll process it differently. It's the more change of getting rid of the oxygenation. Oxygen bad, CO2 good.
Yeah, the old Subgenius chant was capitalism bad, communism good, communism good, capitalism bad. Ion echoed that.
Yeah, man, that's the answer for everybody.
Hey, Bert, Trina says, water changes, then how does muscle get the oxygen?
It doesn't use oxygen. That's why it doesn't have to make a memory. When you use oxygen in a muscle, it's a memory. And you have to constantly pump up. You have to constantly rip. You have to constantly go to ketone acidosis. We said it funny. Ketone acidosis. So then you're messed up. And so you're ripping your body so it has no choice but to react or become inflamed. And the inflamed pumps it up. And the pumps it up is the trouble. Without oxygen, you don't need to pump it up. It just stays up.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's simple. Why didn't you think of this?
I don't think anymore, Ion. I just do what you tell me.
Well, that's smart. That's smart. Well, and we like that part because you just embrace it, and that's an absolute plus. But like parrot head, see, Bob hates that because it's like you have to be an individual, and nobody's going to tell you, and next thing you know, you're going to be believing Lyndon LaRouche and all this kind of stuff. We're not really saying that. We're saying get on with it. That's what we're saying. We're saying get on with it, and you just quit doing it and started living it, and that's good. So it's good for you.
I'm going to go back to that carbon-hydrogen bond that we were talking about earlier. They said, is that changing the muscles and lipids, the relationship to amino acids?
Not changing the muscle. Well, it's how you use amino acids. See, we haven't even brought you the new amino acids yet. We're working on those. Well, no, we have them, but Dr. Dean is working on those right now. And when she's presenting them, you're going to see it's going to be incredible. Huge. It's going to be huge. That's the new word of the day. Huge. Because you do nothing and all of a sudden, it's kind of like if you lived where an atmosphere was very different or much more dense or heavy, you would be more muscular because your weight would equate about 1,600 pounds, but you don't weigh 1,600 pounds. But if you were walking around carrying the equivalent of a weight structure of 1,600 pounds, you'd have to be pretty fucking strong, hey?
Yes. Does that relate to you always said that it's going to be about body mass? Is that what you're...
Always.
Wow.
Well, when the poles change, because you think you have gravity. You never had gravity. You only have magnetic pull. And when that magnetic pull changes, then you're no longer going to have any mass ratio structure. That's why those Newtonian motherfuckers are all but dead. All the rule books are gone. But that's not new. Everybody's bumping up that. Even stupid Al Gore knows that shit. So that's not new. That's not a flatulence of the brain.
Okay, I didn't write it down, the note. And I know I'll have to go back and listen, but I'll try.
Neither
to
did
ask
Bob.
Anyway again.
He'll have to send himself an email, so don't worry.
The chi ossification formula, is that what is developing in the body?
Well, yeah, because it won't be chi anymore. It'll be something else.
Did you say chi ossification?
Yes, because what is it? Ossification.
Obfuscation. It's in German. Hop, hopping, hop, 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 hop,
yeah.
They're sure.
So chi will go away totally, but, oh, wow, okay.
You won't need chi. Only little men need chi. That's something you're trying to raise or lower. You won't have to. You won't need to do it because as a god, you don't use chi. You become chi-less. Chi-less, and it'll be something you can buy. It'll be something you can buy. It's like with the clap on, clap off. You won't need that anymore.
Hey, Bert, that's a spiritual cliche that just got toppled from the original Ion. That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
That's Hope Allison and Sheila and Joyce and Sue Bone. All the missing people heard that. Not. They're going to be winding around with rearview mirror concepts.
Well, that's okay. They catch up. Because when all of a sudden they wake up one day when they're not here and they don't hear it, they wake up one day and they find that Donald J. Trump is actually the goddamn president. They go, what's going on? And then they come running back to Bob, and Bob just welcomes them back in and holds their hand and wipes their tears of joy or sadness. And then their body parts are falling off, and they're crinkled up, wrinkled up, falling there, the teeth falling out, the hair falling off, and all but dead. And then Bob says, wow, you did want an open coffin, didn't you? Didn't you want an open casket? We got to get you cleaned up. Let's get you a cinnamon a bit before we bury you, because you're looking kind of rough. It's terrible. You put on a little weight there, hadn't you there, sir? You a little bit. The first cremation in the world where it's going to take six pallbearers to tote the ashes.
Hey, Ion, this is a big subject I got to ask you about. The experiment I started in before I went to meet, we went to meet Carolyn and Bob in Paris. I did a test on the water. You told me a year ago to do the test as far as the boiling point of water.
Yeah.
And I did it before I left. I did it three times, three different days, and it is less than 101 degrees Celsius. But I tested, came out an average of 96.5 degrees. And that
That's
was
about right.
One point. Well, last night I did another test. And made it a little more structured where I took a liter of water three times. And the boiling point of water, the average came out to be 93 degrees Celsius.
Well, that's off just a little bit because it shouldn't go that much. It should be a little bit less than that, but not that much. So that's too much. So it may be that you superimposed it, which you can do that because, like, pocket environs can affect it.
That's what I thought, because the first time I did it, it was 95.8, the second time was 92.4, and then the third time blew me away. The water started boiling at 90.8, and I used cold water, cooled the pan each time, so I just said it's okay. So you're saying it's off. But then I continued the test and upped it to 2 liters.
Good, that's right. More give you more level. It'll give you more discernible note in the difference. like you do it to an ocean, and it really makes a difference. But you see, that's the whole point.
Okay, because the average came out for 2 liters was 97.67. The first time it was 97.5 when the water boiled. The second time the water boiled at 98.8. And the last time it boiled at 96.7.
Yeah, so science is noting that, but they're not talking about it because they think it's an anomaly, because that can't be. It's like negative pH. There's no such thing. They don't know what that is. They don't know what to call that is. They have no idea. There is no such thing, so they can't find something. It's kind of like the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. The Indians that saw the ships, they never saw them when they landed. That's why they were able to land, and they didn't blow them up then. They didn't see them because they didn't exist. There was no such thing as a ship that rides on the ocean. So they didn't see it because they didn't know what it was. So they didn't know what it was. So that's why it landed. It was no problem because they didn't see it because it was not. Well, these same things are happening. They're noting these anomalies. Real pharma is noting it. But then real pharma knows that if they don't get sustenance, they won't last 1 second. So God bless big pharma.
Would the boiling point of water taper as the new environment changes?
We already said what the new boiling point of water would be, and that's what it'll be.
I know you don't repeat gossip, but I don't recall ever hearing you say what it was.
Oh, Jenny Bell. Jenny Bell knows.
I'll check with Jenny.
Bob knows, but he can't remember shit, so you know how that goes.
What is it? What's the topic?
See, he can't even hear the first time. He can't remember it. He never heard it the first time. Are you talking to me? You can't be talking to me. I'm not even here. Yeah.
Well, what's the topic?
Boiling point of water. The boiling point of water in the new environment, Ian has stated a number of what that will be. And he said Jenny has it. Ian, I tried to ask you this last week, and I couldn't get through, so I'm going to ask again. The aphorism...
Oh, you're trying again. That's so amiable. How wonderful.
No, the aphorism 27 diagram in the Alberto de Maggia. And I asked you what it was, and you said 9 magma. Is that like a diagram of the ley lines of the Earth? Could that be interpreted as the ley lines on the planet?
No, not the ley lines. Let's call it the grid. Call it the grid, because that's what's changing. It's going away, but it's like that. It's an example. It's just an example, okay? Don't get hung up on the example, because you remember when you started off with your body and now all of a sudden it's very different? You almost don't. Do you recognize yourself when you look in the mirror anymore?
You know, sometimes I don't.
We're just asking. Okay. Well, that's our point. And then you're still the same person that you are, that you were, that you might have been, that you could have been. You've now met your exacting potential. Now? We don't think so. And you all of a sudden already don't recognize yourself? It's pretty amazing. See, you got to get like Bob where you don't really care, because all of a sudden you are what you are, and then it is what it is, and then you do what you do, and then you adjust from there, and then you lather, rinse, repeat, and then you're trying to find somebody to put dried alcohol in your restructure to bring you down so you can sleep in the middle of the day. But, you know, it's a race to the bottom past that. It's really a race to the bottom. But up until that bottom, it's delicious as you go. Because what happens is your meat sack starts responding, and that it takes away your mind. Because when you stop thinking, then you stop eliminating all the possibilities of the shit that can go wrong. If you want to get something sideways, bump into it. You want to have a problem with money, start chasing money. You'll have to want it. Start having meat sack body problems, and all of a sudden you'll need the hypocrite total biology to do something up your butthole to make you happy about you had a butthole that got invaded by something that was a Larouchian thing that William Irwin Thompson couldn't imagine, and poor Cooper Anderson, the blessed little heart. Little Vanderbilt boy comes around here and can't even figure out who Annie Hall is, and then turns around and assassinates Marshall McLuhan right there in front of God and everybody on the Clinton News Network. There was nothing else we could do.
Ion, the Emerald Tablet 15, is that tablet describing the meat sack as the an example of a continuum theory of fluid mechanics?
No.
All right.
Take it like a man, Bert. Not.
That's it.
End of
okay.
topic.
Yes. Okay. I'm good.
Okay.
Thanks,
good.
Ion.
We might get
no, wait. Don't let it go. Go to 15.
Don't let it go.
Go to 15.
Okay.
You're talking about Atlantis. It's not the secret of secrets. It's Atlantis. You're off by one. You can't count 10 the key of time. That's different.
The secret of secrets. 14 is Atlantis.
Darkness and light. Darkness and light are both of one nature, different only in seeing. For each arose from the source of all. Darkness is disorder. Light is order. Darkness transmuted is light of light. This, my children, your purpose of being transmutation of darkness into light. You don't create darkness to make a lack of light. You eliminate the light. In the physical are these channels, the blood which moves in a vortical motion, reaching on it, the heart continue its beating.
Yes.
Magnetism, which moves through the nerve path, the carrier of energies to all cells and tissue.
And you're saying that that's not a description of a continuum theory of fluid mechanics?
No, it's astral. The natures of the astral. It's the mediator is between the above and below. Not of the physical, not of the spiritual, but the ability to move above and below. See, it divides it that way. The natures of the mind, the will of the great one, the arbitrator that caused the effect in their life, is one of the threefold beings directed above the power of the four. So,
that power of the four, would that represent the heart? The four chambers of the heart?
Dori Lila.
Dori Lila is the power of four, then. Okay.
Calm, let thy mind be. At rest be thy body. Conscious only of freedom from flesh. Center thy being on the goal of thy longing. Think over and over that thou would be. Lay I L N O there. And over in thy mind let it sound. Drift with the sound of the face of thy lungs, free from the bondage of flesh by thy will. Now I leave thee, my children, down yet up to the hall shall I go. Wend ye the way for me, my children. Truly my brothers shall ye become. Thus finish I my writings. Keys let them be to those who come after, but only to those who seek my wisdom, for only though these I am the key and the way.
Thanks, Ion.
Does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it does.
He actually got something. He actually got something, Bob. He actually got something. Bob. There's nothing you can do. He actually got something. That was good. Now get back on that toilet. Now get back on that toilet and start eating again.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Eat more.
All right. Thanks, Ion. Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
All right. Thanks, Bert. All right, here's Alyssa, or Nate. I don't know who it is. Go ahead, Alyssa.
Ion, hello. Greetings.
I guess you're going to have to come in with a different attitude. He's not responding, so...
We like gherkins better.
The pickles?
Yeah. They're great.
You're bringing up pickles?
No, we were communicating with you.
So, yeah. No, it's been
start
great.
Over.
I'm really...
Start over.
So I had my cold.
Reset.
So I had my cold.
You got over it?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have to do that anymore.
Right. So my muscles have been sore, and my bones have been sore.
Yum, that's good. You're taking it good. That's good. It's good. Excellent. No, that's very good.
I mean, I'm not worried about it because I can feel like it's a sign of becoming or something. And my mid-back is specifically sore. What's going on with the mid-back?
Well,
okay.
It's visceral. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, then embrace it. See what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Move yourself. Stretch yourself. Adjust yourself a bit more. And you'll
mm-hmm.
be fine.
So is there anything other than drinking water and just going with it? Is there anything that I can do to help?
Don't drink water. Try bourbon. It's better.
The crater that I've been traveling to, is it a gate or a portal?
Both.
It's both? Am I
There's
a
gate actually no
or
difference.
A portal?
Neither.
Am I a gate
you engage,
or a
you,
portal?
Neither. Neither. You engage them. You are not that which you engage.
So when you were talking about flats are typically portals and sharps are typically gates, although you mentioned that's neither here or there because of modulation. Half-step modulation.
Well, as you modulate, that's correct. Good. That's good. Bob, this one's been listening. We like that.
So the...
Dob school.
yes, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it. I'm grateful.
So is Bob.
The aria that you gave me last time, was that the Greek piece?
Yes, it was. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Oh, I love
very
it.
Yummy. Very yummy. Very yummy.
So there's a bunch of frequency modulating going on in there. Correct?
Well, you got to try that a different way. So try that a different
I'm
way.
Hearing...
Alyssa, frequency modulation goes on everywhere. So it's like, you know, there's a lot of breathing going on. You're trying to say half-step modulation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of half-step modulation, or even you talked about there could be in-between half-step modulations now, but specifically in that piece,
multi-half-step.
Is that occurring in that piece?
It is. Mm-hmm.
So multi-half and half frequency modulations are occurring in that piece. Both?
They are. Yes, certainly.
That's sort of a massaging and a brushing and an expansion that's happening as I listen to that piece, correct?
Maybe, but you don't necessarily know that by the piece, but
uh-huh.
possibly that's an predicated outcome, but it's not the reason the piece was created, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Okay, good. Yeah,
why was
then
the piece
that's
created?
For you.
Speaking of predicated outcome.
You.
You said to me, let's just bring that up because I was playing with that earlier. You said, your dots, your file in the cloud empties all those boxes in the cloud so everything is available to everything. It doesn't have to be a thing and it can be predicated by it. Is that related to what you were showing me with that piece?
Yes.
The piece of music?
Well, we say it's an example of it, but don't make it be the thing. The piece isn't the thing. The metaphor, all analogies suck sooner or later, just ask Dr.
Right.
King. She is the poster child of hating ionic metaphors. She loathes
uh-huh.
them. She doesn't like them because she says that they distract. That they confound, that they bind you. They don't tell you anything. It's only from a perspective that you know. And if you don't know that perspective, then it's lost. It's a waste.
Uh-huh.
Throw it in the bucket. Throw it on the cutting room floor. Cider house rules. Get over yourself. You can't make it anyway, so why are you even trying? Go on, key yourself. Hurry up. Oh, wait, no, we've leapt into total biology now. Sorry. So then what happens is after a little while, you come back to the only thing that ever worked anyway, which is a visceral tactile knowing. Now, you'll have to ask
mm-hmm.
Bob what visceral and tactile means. But if you figure that out, you're well on the road to Wellville. You and Kellogg's.
Mm-hmm. Kellogg's? You're bringing up Kellogg's? Is that a joke or is
yeah.
that something
the road to Wellville.
Wellville was a clinic created by the Kellogg cereal company.
Ah.
And they did a movie on it. It's just a another obscure reference by Audrey. That is very cool. Very cool. Very cool.
You love. Yeah.
It was okay. On the edge of metaphorish. Now we're going to make metaphors about metaphors. This is cool.
Is that similar to squaring the tactility?
It can, or at least the cube root of it, anyway.
Ah.
Wouldn't it be great when we show you how to triangulate? Once you get triangulation down, we're going to show you how to detriangulate. Then you can affect what C is to B. What C is to B, not what A is to B. Ta-da.
Uh-huh.
It's good. We can flip it over because the inversion works the same. But now that's the number one thing. It might be high-minded for regular folks, but you're pretty smart when things come along there, so it's all good.
I can feel like I'll get there, but I'm not there yet, but I'm enjoying the thinning of the veil for sure.
Yum. That's delicious. That feels good. It's very pleasant, isn't it?
Yes. Okay, so for the recording, Bob, do you want to do a little side probe on the word visceral and tactility?
What do you mean for the recording?
For the memory.
Nah, this is already recorded. This is a recorded show. This isn't live this week. We're all at the beach. Are you silly woman? This is not that. You're going to mess up everybody. People are over there scratching their head. They're going, you mean this is live? We could have been talking to Han all the time. He says this is recorded. It's not live this week. It's recorded. It's still in Paris. This is crazy. You crazy people. You're just messing everything up. She's doing it to distract you, Bob. Don't let her do it. Make her stay on point,
yeah, wait,
Bob. Don't let
her
distract you.
About recording?
Don't let her distract you. Don't let her distract you, Bob. You stay on
you
point. You're the master.
Recorded?
This is your show. This is your show,
recorded.
Bob. Don't let her have it. Don't let her have it. Don't let her have it. You got it. Bring it back, Bob. Bring it back. We're working hard for you, Bob.
Hey, calm down. Jesus. Take a break, buddy.
So
shut up. Shut up for a second.
He's shocked.
He's shocked. What? I was ranting? I didn't even know. Like a dog biting.
There's a show? There's a show? We didn't know there was a show. Who told you there's a show? It's a really big shoe. Go get T.T. Barnum.
What,
he'll
me
help you.
Rant? What, me rant?
So what did you say, Alyssa, about recording? Did you request me to record something?
No, when Ian and I were just engaging a bit ago, they said it's visceral and tactile, and you'll have to ask Bob what those are. And so I was going to connect if you wanted to, for the Memorex in this moment, mention and say some words about the word visceral and tactility.
Well, why did I hear the word recording?
Because I said for the recording, do you want to talk about? Do you want to say some words
on
visceral?
She's just using a glib cliche archetype.
Yeah, just don't say so
there
many
you
words.
Go. Bang, bang, bang.
What?
Nope. Yeah,
so we'll
continue
Bob,
Sunday morning. So we'll continue living Sunday morning and deal with this. You know, that's what's
okay.
Redundant.
Don't get
I don't.
By the
tactility,
way,
interplay, and visceral. What was the other one? Evisceration?
Yeah, visceral.
Evisceration?
No,
visceral, not evisceration, just visceral.
Yeah, visceral is proprioception.
Chitlings, it's called chit. Social perception is chitlings of the mind. Chitlings, chitlings,
right.
Chitlings.
Okay, go ahead,
cool.
There, Alyssa. Get some.
Yeah.
Stop talking about yourself. Get into some social mortar. Which is really about yourself.
Ain't talking about yourself, which is really about yourself.
I'm getting into that. I'm getting in
so whatever you do while you're not talking to yourself, while you're not talking about yourself, be sure to bring up yourself for sure if you're not going to talk about yourself for sure.
There's a little tactility going on there. So,
however visceral.
It's called a tautology. Tautologically speaking, I was.
Ian, you said to me, you no longer need to triangulate with the phone and they keep track of you. And you also said that to Bob as well on one of his trip recordings. You talked about the triangulation of the phone. Was that just a glib cliche archetype? You're talking about the phone?
No,
or is
it was an example of the fractal. It was an example of how the fractal applies to the new mystery landscape.
Okay.
It's not a mystery or a landscape to us.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently you all are still asking questions about it, so it must still be a mystery landscape for you. Which is not an indictment. It's just a point of order.
So you said, with the phone, they keep track of you. Who is the they in relation to more of the fractal aspect.
Superfluous. They, everyone trying to figure out if you figured out that you figured out that you can figure out that you figured out that you can figure out. All those people, the figure outer people, the figure outer people, the watchers that figure it out, they can figure it out. You figure it out, they're going to figure out if you can figure it out. But if you can figure it out, then they can figure it out, and then they can know that they figured it out. Because if they don't figure it out, how would they know that you figured it out? Because if you can't figure it out, you can't know if it's figured out or not. So as far as figuring out goes, in a visceral, tactile, kind of glib, cliched, archetypal base, you'll have to know or find some way to get back to the tiny note when you get lost in space. Danger will rob it of the sun. How's that for Joycey and Bobby?
Excellent. Very good, Ion.
We've been We're putting in for a raise. We're putting in for a raise for more money checks. So we want to make sure we're doing a good job as we go, because Bob will fire you and he'll stay with you till you either he has to buy or he kills you. Either way, you never know.
It's no longer buy or die. It's if you pay or he kills you.
Buy or kill.
Basically.
No, buy or kill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're relating the fractal aspect of triangulation and the connecting to being able to use the chart in a way, because those are each
Bob's chart,
each
Bob's
quadrant.
Chart, Bob's chart, Bob's chart.
Yes, be specific.
Yes, Bob's chart, Bob's tiny note chart, the fractals of the quadrants. That's what you're
the
connecting.
The tiny note, there's a difference. It's what the four quadrants attach to. Before you get to the pentad. Otherwise, you have to sleep with a mechanical bride.
Wait, okay, hold on. What do you said the tiny note is the four quadrant?
Yes.
And then you're bringing up the pentad, which is
well, otherwise, if you don't get that, then you have to sleep with the mechanical bride.
Yeah, that's a joke there. It's five parts of the chart, but I call them quadrants. Which means four, so...
Got it. Yeah, okay. Got it.
Bob's so
Thank
clever.
You.
He's too. He's so clever. Back, Bob. He's just the most clever one. If anyone's clever, that's our Bob. He's clever. He's not a lot of things, but clever. He's really good at it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's by half, but he's clever.
Okay, so is my tonal frequency still E-flat right now?
So far.
Listening to the song that you gave me, does that affect my tonal frequency?
It sharpens the tonal valuation, yes.
You're saying sharp in a modulation aspect?
Yes, very good. You're good. Both.
Okay. So I used to be F sharp and now I'm E flat. That's interesting to me. So does that
it's only
parallel
a step away. It's only a step away.
Yeah. Does that parallel to the mind, no mind, and then mind aspect sequentially?
The Zen portion is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, getting lost in the mind, then getting rid of the mind, and then retrieving the mind, but from a different place, from a different position, tonal frequency position.
So, in other words, never mind.
Yeah, the joyful obedience is really great. That's the letting the mind be, letting the body work and do what it's going to do.
Like intercourse with a frog.
What?
Like intercourse with a frog. Ask Bob. Bob, tell her about intercourse with a frog.
That refers to Carolyn's trip to Quebec in 1966. Sherbrooke, she...
That's right. Very good. Very good. With Daddy Warbucks. Remember Daddy Warbucks? We do.
I do, yes. He was a cartoon figure in Annie Oakley, or Annie
yeah,
Oakley,
and Annie.
Annie, get your gun. Annie, get your gun. Annie, get your gun.
Annie Hall.
Yes, the redhead.
Annie Oakley.
Annie Hall. No, that was Marshall McLuhan's heyday. That's the only thing he ever didn't do. if he was going to not be in a movie, that's the movie he wouldn't have been in. So, good.
Okay, so let's get into some Carolyn territory. You told me to take out an ad in the Washington Post. So am I going to take out a commercial classified ad, an individual? Oh, wait, they say classy ads. That's funny. So I'm down to do that. I want to do that. I'm going to take you literally. Which ad should I take out? The commercial, the individual?
It doesn't matter. Do the cheapest one.
I'm going to make that a blanket email.
Good.
Okay, so I'll be like, I'll say like, dear something. I don't know. I'll have fun writing it. Maybe I'll bring it next time and go over it with you.
We'll help.
Okay.
The least we can do, we're sending you over the cliff. We might as well give you a line to drop on your way down.
Thank you. Yeah, it'd be nice getting out of that mind. You know, I'll leave that part of the mind.
But they're going to put the coal workers, President Trump's going to put the coal workers back to work. There's clean coal, so it's good.
I'll have to go back and connect those dots. You brought up something with electricity to me once. It must have been in a February session. I'll clean that up later. That'd be fun to do that, too. Okay, so then lastly, I just want to talk about turning tax. And so you brought that up. We talked about the chauffeur and the blowing of the horn, which is awesome, and not needing specific pitch, but the mouth kind of affecting the pitch. And then when I was referencing the taxometer, you brought in turn and tax. So I'm ready to follow that line. I don't know where it'll lead, but it seems like it's something to begin.
Okay.
Why did you bring up turn and taxes to me?
Because they applied to the conversation.
Is that part of my connecting, take whatever cliche or media of expression to connect?
Bob, tell her who the Turner Taxon family is.
Oh, so you don't know that, Alyssa?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. It's a German noble family that was a key player in the postal services in Europe.
Yeah, they came
in
with the printing press. They set up, they used a new medium of the printing press and the mailing system to form the first oligarchic intelligence agency for that phase of society, and they've been around for 700, 800 years, and they knocked off the Rockefellers in the 80s in New York. Mick Jagger and some of the Stones hung out with relatives of Turn and Taxis, and Miss Gloria TNT for Turn and Taxis took over the social life from Happy Rockefeller in the early 80s. You can go back to a 1984 Vanity Fair article and read about Miss Gloria TNT. And then her husband died in 1990, so they had to deal with that shock. And then she recovered with the Pope before the present Pope. They were close friends, so she was some kind of buddy or advisor. And so in the when was he? 2010? Whatever his name was, Pope something. Cardinal Ratzinger, originally. She got a bit of a higher profile because she was hanging out, probably helping the Vatican collapse. I haven't heard from her in a couple of years, but that's an example of the old Rye principality system that no longer has any clout.
Emily turning taxes specifically, Bob.
Okay.
So, Ion, when you brought that up in the conversation, it was relevant to the conversation because there's a trumpeting out of that fractal.
Ah, he said Trump. That's so good.
Is that why it was relevant to that conversation? It was a marker of that fractal?
Somewhat. It is a marker, but don't call it a fractal because it was just like a condition.
A condition. Okay, yeah. Okay, I see that. Or I hear that.
It's an environment. It's an environment. You're trying to make it.
I'm trying to make it?
Yeah, you're trying to make it into something.
Right. I don't need to.
And that's okay. Well, it is, so it's all right.
It is a thing. And they were also connected to owners of breweries and builders of many castles. So that's a connector as well. Am I connected to the Tasso?
Not really.
Am I connected to... let's see, who else could I throw out there?
Leopold II.
Leopold II? Okay.
Closer. If you're over your cold, why are you sniffling?
I'm not sure. It did sound like I was sniffling, didn't it? I'm not. I don't know.
President Trump has the same problem.
I just put in Trump loses, see what kind of articles come up. And they have these kind of headlines. What will Trump supporters do if he loses? Clinton leads Trump 42-36% as he loses women's support. That's 2 days ago. After Trump loses, the real GOP crack-up, Republican crack-up, begins. Then they say, on a Friday, an article about Friday, it says, as he took the stage here in this mountain town Friday afternoon, Donald Trump was as subdued as the modest crowd that turned out to see him. He complained about the usual things, the dishonest media, his corrupt rival Hillary Clinton, but his voice was hoarse and his heart didn't seem in it. He also promised to do all that he could to win, but he explained why he might lose.
The modest crowd, there were 15,000 people there at that modest crowd. That's nice.
So let me just read this and I'll have a statement. He says, what a waste of time if we don't pull this off, Trump said. You know, these guys have said, quote, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. There's never been a movement like this in the history of this country, unquote. I say it matters to me if we win or lose. So I'll have over $100 million of my own money in this campaign. So if I lose, Trump continued as the crowd remained unusually quiet, if I lose, I will consider this. And then it says Trump didn't finish his sentence, but he didn't really need to. After weeks of controversy and declining poll numbers, Trump and his campaign have settled into a dark funk. Even as he vows to prevail in the race, the GOP nominee's mood has soured with less than 3 weeks to go into Election Day. Now, that was Friday, maybe even a week ago. That all changed yesterday with the Hillary collapse, correct?
Well, no, it's completed by the Hillary phase.
The completion of the Trump fall or the completion of the fall of Hillary?
Hillary was never involved. We don't even know if she was running. She was never involved in the conversation.
Okay, so
this
Trump
is not about, this has been Trump. This is Trump against the oligarch, Bob. The people that aren't supporting him are the ones that are in the swamp that he's going to let go out in the drain. Anybody that turned against him, they're gone. So the point of being gone is they're gone. And he agrees. He agrees that they should go.
And so it turned for him, if it ever was against him or he was losing. It turned around yesterday, October 29th, and today, I guess.
Well, it's been all along. It's been all along.
Oh, he's been winning all along. So he completed it this weekend? Completed his victory? Is that what you're saying?
Bob, you're getting all tangled up. You're talking about polls or the election. The polls don't have anything to do with the electorate, electrician. It doesn't. I mean, otherwise you're going to go to SurveyMonkey and try to figure out something. It's not the way to do this. It's not how it works. Trumps don't do elections. They just give you some kind of impetus, but they have gotten such a bias that you can't believe any of it. Hillary will have 9 people show up to a rally and they think it's a smashing success. Yeah, they have 20,000 people and their fire marshals are going to file a federal lawsuit on him because he's overrunning the rules and regulations for outside airplane hangar participation. So there's the news is federal lawsuit filed against Donald J. Trump for not abiding by the rules and regulations of the United States of America. All of them. And it's like, what? And then they're just trying to make that be a thing. Yeah. So don't worry.
So note that, people. We get a nice defined statement here. Hillary wasn't even in the election. That's why she never did much, you know, just had a few people show up. Think of that. Now try to tell that to your buddies, your Hillary friends, Alyssa. See what they say to that.
Oh, man.
A nice take.
I'm not talking to anyone.
about the election.
But a lot of people are saying the same thing. A lot of, because nobody would vote for Donald Trump, because see, they're worried that these people that hold their mortgages will haul their mortgages. They're worried that these people will have them put in jail. They're worried. The very thing they're worried about is getting shot in the head by the police when they walk down the street. There you go. That's what happens.
No, what's that got to do with Trump?
Everything.
Well, okay. The people think when Trump wins, they'll lose. They'll have to deal with their mortgage. Is that what you were just saying?
They are using that for a different aspect.
Who's using it? The people?
The oligarch. That's what this is about, remember?
Are you saying that people say, oh, shit, if Trump gets in, I'm going to have to pay my mortgage? Is that what you just said?
No. If the other people get in there and they find out that they're for Trump, they'll make them pay their mortgage.
Oh, so people who are for Trump are keeping a low profile. They're not talking like Alyssa. They're not saying anything. That's what you just suggested,
right?
That is
correct. She said it right. I'm not talking to anybody. That's right.
Okay, thanks for your questions, Alyssa.